We've got Arj Barker on the line.
First of all, awesome news that you're coming to Bunbury. We're excited to have you on the 2nd of May. Very much looking forward to it. What can we expect from your new show, mate?
Well, it's a show I've actually been working on and touring for over a year, and it's very, very strong and well-polished at this point, and pretty much expect to laugh from beginning to end.
When you're perfecting this sort of thing, you being an American and whatnot, are you practicing on Australian audiences or American audiences until you've finally tuned it to the level that you want it at?
Well, it's just an ongoing process. You know, you're always trying to improve a performance in a show. And you know, you make little tiny changes and tweaks as you go. But I've done it on both continents, so it's something I've just worked on perpetually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Until I stopped doing it. But I never got this show out to WA yet properly, so I'm bringing it out.
Organic, you know, you talked about you've been doing this already for about a year, absolutely nailing it. People have seen you in the past. What's the difference between this one and that one?
Well, it's a different show than they've seen. And I think I'd like to think my shows get better and better. So, yeah, you should come along and expect it to be at least as good, if not better, than the last one you saw. Or if you haven't seen me before, take a chance, you know, because I'm coming a long way to go there. And, you know, hopefully you only have to go a few K. Although I meet people that drive, you know, sometimes several hours, to from different parts of the country to get to a show. And I'm always very appreciative of that effort. But, it'll just be a fun night. What can I tell you?
Yeah, that's pretty flattering when someone's driven a few hours to see you.
Yeah, I just want them to drive safe. I almost feel guilty. Sometimes they drive, we drove 300K, you know, and I want to say, well, Jesus, I don't know if I'm that funny, but I guess you're here now.
Just offer to drive them home, just a courtesy.
stay at my hotel. The
whole family. It's the least you can do. Hey, I'll bring up one topic with you. I love a comedian's perspective on this. In Bunbury at the moment, we're dealing with corellas, which are these white, angry birds that seem to just rip apart everything. And the council's talking about culling them. I was curious, a comedian's perspective on what you think would be a good idea of what to do with these birds that are basically a menace to the community.
This country famously has some pretty intense animals, and I think they're in good company with the snakes and the spiders and the sharks and also, you know, personally, I've been attacked by three different species of birds since I've been hanging out in Australia. Seagulls and magpie, of course. Ducks. Yeah, I was trying to help. The ducklings were in trouble. They were in a swimming pool and they were getting sucked into the filter.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reaching in and pulling the little ducklings out, but of course the mother or father duck, whoever it was, just saw somebody grabbing at their kids and just went at me. And it's intense to see a duck flying at your face.
There's another bird that is pretty annoying as well. I don't know if you've experienced it, the willy wagtail. Have you seen those little ones?
No.
What they'll do is they'll just kind of peck at your head, but because they're so little, you barely notice them. So it just kind of feels like someone's like kind of tapping you a little bit, and you're like, "What is going on?" You turn around, and there's this little tiny bird just not happy with you. It's a bit weird.
Yeah, that sounds really cute, actually.
As far as being pecked at, it's definitely one of the cuter options, mate. We're looking forward to seeing you in Bunbury. Thanks so much for the time this morning, mate. I appreciate it.
Bunbury's always a lot of fun, so I'm looking forward to seeing you all out there.
And the topic that does not get spoken about nearly enough is men's mental health. Well, I have one man on the line that's trying to make a bit of a difference in regards to that. You can find more information at gotchaforlife.org. I now have from the Triple M Grill team, Gus Wallen. Morning, mate. How are you?
Mate, I'm very well, thank you.
You've been doing a number of different projects. Man Up was one of them. You're now doing another one as well.
Yeah, gotchaforlife.org is all the details there. It's basically, I would love men to find someone in their life that they've got for life. So warts and all conversations that can happen between mates. I think a lot of Aussie blokes are really good at talking about the weather, sport, jokes, their wife, their missus, that type of stuff. Those conversations come easily to us. But to actually have a conversation about something that has real gravity, and what I mean by that is that it has real importance, we find it really hard. We keep our feelings about things really, really down deep, and we don't talk openly about things that truly affect us. So unfortunately, we lose 6 Aussie blokes every single day to suicide, and we lose a couple of ladies as well. It's the number one way to lose your life if you're a young person in Australia, is to take your own life. And a lot of the scientists, a lot of the doctors, a lot of the really clever people are telling us it's because we don't share issues. We don't share our problems enough. And so what I'm trying to do is just try to let every bloke know that find a Gotcha for Life friend that you can talk to about issues, and hopefully by sharing your issues and sharing your problems, you might be able to get through them a little easier.
Absolutely. Too often, Will, you know, like you were saying, we talk about the weather, we talk about sports. When conversation starts getting a bit real, unfortunately, a few guys get scared of it and want to walk away from the conversation, when really that is the most important time to stick around and continue the chat.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the situation that we find ourselves in. And it doesn't mean that we have to have deep and meaningful conversations every 5 minutes. It doesn't mean that we have to have a situation where you're telling everyone your problems all the time. But what it does mean is that you have someone in your life, whether it's a professional, whether it's a friend or a coach or a boss or a brother or someone, that you can say, hey, I'm having a pretty ordinary time at the moment. Can I talk to you about it? And it doesn't mean that you come up with all the solutions either, but it just starts the conversation that might just lead you down the path of getting through a little bit easier.
Absolutely. You've actually got a few tips and stuff of help that people can do to even do something extra and beyond that conversation on the website, gotchaforlife.org. I will put that link on our Facebook page as well, Triple M Southwest. Mate, thanks for the chat today. I do appreciate it. What are you actually up to at the moment? I know you're always so busy with this sort of stuff.
Yeah, I was at a function last night, actually, for the Commonwealth Games, just talking to the athletes about, you know, the expectation around them, all the training and all the stuff that goes on into these sort of 11 days of events. And if things don't go well or you get an injury or a drama, you know, you don't want that to defy who you are. So it's all about just opening up and understanding that this is just a part of your life. You want to have resilience, you want to do well, you want to have a crack. But if things don't work out, then it's absolutely fine and it's okay not to be okay, and we can work through these things and you can still have a really good life.
Well said, mate. Thank you for the chat today, mate. I do appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.
This is your Week in the Stars with Felicity Sun.
Today is the day that we chat with Felicity Sun. How are ya?
Oh, of course. Very good to be talking to you, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. I tell you, I'd like to know what's going on in the week ahead, so let's get right into it.
Well, here's your weekly star guide. Aries, you'll listen to the radio this week. Taurus, don't kiss an elephant on the lips this week is the biggest advice the stars have for you. Gemini, a man with brown eyes has a surprise for you. Cancer, you'll come within 100 kilometres of at least one dog. Leo, if a turtle doesn't have a shell, is it naked or homeless? Answering this correctly will bring you luck this week. Virgo, you cannot have everything, Virgos, because where would you put it all? So think about that at the supermarket this week. Libra, do something for your health this week. Hearty laughter is a good way to internally jog without having to go outdoors. Scorpio, when you squeeze an orange this week, orange juice will leak out because that's what's inside. Sagittarius, the optimum amount of sleep for you this week is exactly 5 minutes more than you'll get each night. Capricorn, just like the nursery rhyme says, if you're happy and you know it, don't get used to it. Aquarius, tomorrow morning it's vital that you turn left as soon as you leave home. And Pisces, stop procrastinating from tomorrow morning. And that's your star guide.
Well, thank you very much, Felicity Sun. Hopefully that helps people out with their week, okay?
Always a pleasure, Alan.
Got Brody on the line. Hey, Brody, how are ya?
I'm good, yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. We're playing this game for a double pass to go to Bailing Up Small Farm Field Day. Let me play the sound for you again.
So cute.
It really, really is. You just want to cuddle it. What do you think it is?
That's a baby lamb.
100%.
As much as my pop says that it's not.
Yeah, no, it is. It is a baby lamb. Very, very cute. Can I play it one more time? I know you've won, but I just one more time. Would that be okay?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, it's so cute. I want to cuddle it.
Yeah, that's it cheering for you because you've won that double pass, the Bailing Up Small Farm Field Day, April 21st. Small farms, big ideas. Congratulations to you.
Thank you. My son and daughter are going to love it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you. Enjoy your day.
We'll do another happy winner here at Triple M and Bailing Up Small Farm Field Day happening April 21st. Small farms, big ideas, and we're going to be there broadcasting as well.
Winners are grinners. They're happy to have more Bailing Up Small Farm Field Day tickets for you tomorrow.
Yes, and we're going to be yelling like a goat. All you've got to do if you missed out today is just guess what animal is the sound. I don't know if they're going to be as cute as that one tomorrow. But
it'd be hard to top that. That was pretty cute.
It was very adorable.
With your weekend sports roundup, it's Out of Bounds. on the Southwest's Triple M.
Yes, Aaron joins me now, and we go right into Out of Bounds, mate. Busy weekend of sport, as always.
Always is, Alan. Plenty of footy action over the weekend, mate. Start with the Dockers. They were in charge for the whole game against Gold Coast. Even when the Suns were 8 points up in the third quarter, the game was played on Frio's terms. Their experienced players led from the front in a 28-point win. Fife, Walters, Neil Mundy, all prominent. They will be anxious about the outcome of Aaron Sandilands and Mitch Croden's off-the-ball bumps. And Alex Pierce, too, he did a fantastic job again. He has come back in some sort of form from those two broken legs. He shut down Tom Lynch completely. His 2018 going absolutely beautifully. Mate, the West Coast Eagles, you caught the last quarter of this game, didn't you?
I did, and I didn't expect what happened.
Lucky you, mate. I caught the whole thing, and it played with my fragile emotions. It's fair to say that, Al. Eagles are 5 goals up at halftime, 5 points down at three-quarter time before kicking 7 in the last. Flying Ryan started getting just his third game, not just in the air this time, but at ground level as well. He could have a nasty ankle injury, though. We'll find out more about that today. Dom Sheed had a ton of the footy, 30 touches. Could have had 5 goals too, finished with 2 goals, 3. Natanui again, hugely influential, as was Shuey. Geelong did a great job to get back into this game. They were always going to run out of legs, though, with 3 players injured on the bench, including Mr. Gary Ablett.
Yeah.
He's pinged that hammy again.
Jeez, a bit prone, isn't he?
Yeah, Cats fans will be spewing at the Comm Games. The Australians were denied victory in the prized men's 100-metre freestyle last night. Jeez, there's been heaps of action in the pool, though, hasn't there? Mm. Australia currently sitting atop the Commonwealth Games medal tally with 31 gold, 25 silver, 28 bronze. That's a total of 84 medals, well and truly out in front on the medal table. Surfing, 11-time world champion Kelly Slater is out of this week's Margaret River Pro. Slater's bid for another world crown is now in tatters thanks to an ongoing foot injury. That does mean good news for the youngest of the Wright brothers, though. Giant killer Mikey scoring his second wild card for the year. So look forward to that when that begins in just a couple of days' time. At an F1 overnight, Sebastian Vettel has claimed his second successive win in an epic Bahrain GP. Unfortunately, no shoeys this week. Aussie Daniel Ricciardo's race lasting just 1 lap due to mechanical failure.
Oh, that sucks.
Skewing.
Is he still with Red Bull?
He is.
Is it still cause? Jeez, mate.
And he's still doing shoeys when he wins.
No, I'm cool with the shoeys. Just get yourself a better mechanic. Like, jeez, what is going on there?